Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 944 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Steve. So let's get right to it. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. My daughter, who is 17 years old, and I started a blog called katemix.com, C-A-T-E-M-I-X. To do two things. One, to teach her about internet marketing, but also to help her do a deeper dive into her passion, which is music mixing. She would like to interview people in the industry and to get both sides of the conversation. Currently, she's just using her iPhone, but that doesn't help when people are at a distance. So my question is, what solutions do you recommend so that she can interview people and get both sides of the conversation for her blog? Appreciate any help and advice, and I will definitely share it with her. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. Super cool that you and your daughter are doing a project together and helping her explore her passions with music and stuff online. I think that's amazing. To help you guys out, there's a couple ways to record calls. So if you're calling from a phone and you want to record that conversation so that you can then like transcribe it and put it onto the blog, you can do that very easily. There's a couple tools out there that you can use. The one that I would recommend that I've experienced one time before is Tape a Call Pro. It's actually an iPhone app where you call and you have to merge the two calls. It's pretty simple once you understand it. It's kind of hard to explain here, but it's like $10 and it'll do that for you. Now, I would also recommend trying to get involved with something outside of the phone. I mean, you could still use the phone to do this, but there's a tool out there called Zoom. Zoom.us is a great place where you can go and bring people on, even more than one person on, and record that conversation and get all sides of that conversation in there. You can also record via Skype. Skype is an easy way to do it. There's a tool called Call Recorder for Mac by Ecamm, E-C-A-M-M. There's also a tool for PC users called Pamela for Skype. Those will record your Skype conversations. Now, if the other person isn't on Skype, you can still dial in to their cell phone or their landline on your side of Skype, and then you'll be having a conversation with them. And you can record that, and you can even, at least I know with Call Recorder for Mac, you can split those tracks and just, you know, you can combine them or, you know, or split them however you want to use them. So if you're a podcaster, it's kind of useful to split them so you can level them out. But if she's just using it for her blog, then it's all ready to go. So Zoom is probably the best one, I would say. It's a little bit pricier at like $20 a month or $40 a month or whatever, but it can help you with recording videos. You can run webinars with them, run meetings. But it'll help you record, and it just makes it super simple to do that. And then you just essentially just grab the MP3. And then you can even use a tool like Rev.com, R-E-V, to transcribe it so that you don't have to worry about transcribing it yourself. And that's at $1 per minute, just so you know, at least at this point in time. So, Steve, there you go. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And wishing you and your daughter all the best, and good luck. Kate's Mix, I think it was, right? Katesmix.com. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, and I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day and the week by John Beecher. Strength is a matter of the made-up mind. Love that. You can't be strong if your mind isn't made up, right? So strength is a matter of the made-up mind. So if you're at all confused right now, well, you're stopping yourself from moving forward. Make up your mind and go. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.